How many people want to try this little vegetarian lifestyle just for 10 days? How many want to do it? Say I. 9. Eliminate milk, cheese, and dairy products, or at least reduce them massively so you only have them in a salad. I'm going to ask you for 10 days to eliminate them other than maybe butter or a salad dressing, but not to have a concentrated dairy product. No milk, no cheese, no ice cream. If you got a craving, go freeze some of those bananas, put them through a juicer. If you don't have a juicer, go buy one. If you don't have the money, sell your car, get a juicer. It'll get you further, okay? Trust me, the juicer will get you much further, okay? Next, eliminate acid addictions. I'm going to ask you for the next 10 days. This is the big ask. For you, not for me. I'm nobody. No coffee for 10 days. Now, you're going to freak. So here's how you not freak. What do you got to do so you don't start getting headaches? Breathe. Good, sir. That was the right answer. Breathe. Deep breaths. It'll eliminate. What else you got to do? Alkalize, drink lots of green drink, and what will happen is by the end of a few days, you won't have the poisons. Now, you start taking that green drink. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to do this. You're going to start breathing. Energy is going to start pumping into your body, right? You're going to start having this energy going. You're going to have your lymph systems going. It's going to take all these poisons that have been hanging out, start getting rid of them. Then you're going to drink all this water, and you're going to drink this green drink, and you're going to discover you have a colon, okay? Things are going to start moving. And by the way, how often should you be having this eliminative process? After every meal, you should be having it. Now, how many of you in this room have this experience? I can't believe I'm having this conversation. I must really love you to have this conversation. I got to tell you that. All right, family. How many of you have this eliminative process 2 to 3 times a day? How many of you have this eliminative process? I'm not talking the flow of water. I'm talking the flow of mass, okay? How many have this flow of mass happen only, let's say, once a day? How many have this flow of mass happening less than once a day, like once every 2 or 3 days? How many of you have this flow of mass happening like only a couple times a week? Okay, those who raise your hand, these last groups, you better start drinking green drink fast because you cannot maintain those poisons in your body that long without becoming ill long term. You just can't. When you start drinking this green drink and you start breathing, what's going to happen? When your body gets all this energy, it's going to go, hallelujah, we finally aren't in a denervated state. Let's rock and roll, baby. And it's going to start pushing the stuff that's in your cells, the waste products, back into your bloodstream. And if you aren't alkalizing, what's going to happen is you're going to feel a little sick. And you go, that Robinson went his diet, now I feel sick. Now I'm blowing all this mucus out. Well, you're blowing out mucus because your body has enough energy to finally get rid of it. Most of us start sneezing. We take a drug, push all the mucus back in, let it keep compacting until it becomes so toxic it shows up as disease. Remember, disease is the cure. The body, if it starts eliminating, you're having a cleansing crisis, that's a good thing. But if you alkalize, you won't go through the crisis part. You won't go through the pain. You might blow out a bunch of mucus. You might blow out some other stuff, you know? But what's going to happen is it's a joyous moment when you realize it's years added to your life. Many of you will freak. You'll have this burst of energy, and it'll happen. And by the way, if you keep alkalizing and the body gets that this is a regular thing, then the fat will just drop off because you will not be in a position where you're trying to figure out all the time how to protect yourself. And if you're exercising aerobically and not anaerobically to extreme, you won't be adding that acid. So what this gives you is a chance to be fully energized, fully alive, fully focused, ready to play full out. So what you did this weekend becomes a lifestyle that you can enjoy and not be half dead from.